This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, most of our media are really still understating how radically to the left the Democrat Party's going and how fast it's going. It started with defund ICE. Then it became defund ICE and the Border Patrol. So basically recreate Quetta Spain here, because of course the police would also be defunded as well. Now even that's not radical enough. No, you've got to prosecute ICE agents. And here's the thing, folks. This isn't the Democrat Socialists of America. This is Democrat Congressmember Seth Moulton. He's running for the Senate in Massachusetts against sitting Senator Ed Markey, who also vows to prosecute ICE agents. This is from their debate last night.
Number one, prosecute ICE. Prosecute them for violating the law. They need to be held accountable. And three, we need a pathway to citizenship for everybody who's here.
Now, there's some debate among Democrats over how to do this. The gubernatorial candidates in California want to extradite ICE agents to California for trial. There's other Democrats who simply want to ship them to The Hague for trial by the International Criminal Courts. But what this represents overall is the beginning of the left trying to criminalize any kind of enforcement of our borders. Not just defund it, criminalize it. In New York State, where they've passed a law forbidding locals, sheriffs, police, city councils, mayors, from following federal law, think about that, forbidden them from following federal law, if it's immigration law, they're actually setting up an entire government agency to criminally pursue law enforcement and other elected officials who follow the law and cooperate with the federal government.
A new immigration battle taking shape in New York as Republican county leaders are refusing to cooperate with an anti-ICE law, setting up a fight with the state's attorney general.
So, yeah, the new state law in New York goes into effect on August 25th, and it will make it illegal for local law enforcement to cooperate with ICE. New York Attorney General Letitia James and Governor Kathy Hochul established a new statewide bureau called the Office of Immigrant Trust. James said, quote, the Office of Immigrant Trust will help ensure that schools, local governments, and public agencies remain places of safety and support rather than agents of the federal administration's campaign of fear and intimidation. The office will also investigate law enforcement agencies in these 11 counties and bring possibly legal action against them if they continue cooperating with ICE.
So criminal illegal aliens get protection against those enforcing the laws they broke. And if those enforcing the laws they broke get too aggressive or have local law enforcement help, the local law enforcement, including Republican elected officials, I guess, can go to prison. Folks, this is the most dual justice-y thing I've ever seen. I mean, why not an agency to protect bank robbers from local police? Well, that's a crime. Well, so is illegal immigration. But even that's not enough anymore, apparently. The Democrat socialist candidate, who will likely be the Democrat Party candidate, will have to wait till next Tuesday, August 11th, to find out. In Wisconsin, the actual Democrat Party candidate in Wisconsin, Francesca Hung, went a step further, promising to fight ISIS violence with what sure sounds like violent pushback.
I assure you, I will be fighting to protect every single Wisconsinite, because I'm the only candidate in this race who will meet ICE with the force and fury required to keep us all safe.
Yeah, that's a violent mob, all right. That's what passes now for a Democrat campaign rally, with the mob screaming with bloodlust, F ICE, F I. Folks, I can't believe this is America. And folks, that's the thing that concerns me the most. We are truly underestimating how homicidal the Democrat side of the aisle is becoming. That same candidate, Patricia Hung, just had older audio resurface where she's openly advocating for the murder of Donald Trump, pretending she's using a restaurant term when she knows better.
In the restaurant industry, when we're out of something, we say it's 86th. And I'd say it's about f-ing time we 86 Trump. He represents the utter failure of our government to keep us safe from threats, both viral and systemic.
You know, as I play all these clips for you, I think 15 years ago, this would have been incomprehensible. Any one of these things would have ended the campaigns of any one of these candidates. They would have been completely disavowed by the Democrat Party. I mean, again, look at Hong. This woman is so homicidal. This is her just in the last week on the campaign trail.
We will defeat Donald Trump and drive a stake through the heart of fascism.
And then there's Abdul El Sayed, another Democrat Socialist of America endorsed candidate who now says he's not a socialist, even though he's running on their platform, who was criticized earlier for campaigning with Hassan Piker after Piker said America deserved 9/11. He said the Democrat Party was a big tent and they needed to include everyone. And again, in another sign of how homicidal the Democrat Party is becoming, while Piker was campaigning with El Sayed on a campaign stop where they tried to act like normal bros, just, you know, hanging out at the gym, lifting weights, Piker, with El Sayed just standing next to him, casually calls for the murder of Donald Trump.
What a day. What a productive day. Talked about Trump. Talked about Trump potentially dying. Did a speech at the Palestine People's Conference. Now we're out here with Senate hopeful Dr. Abdul El Sayed getting the lift in. About to eat some kebabs. Excellent.
Piker's the guy who, about 2 weeks ago now, gave the keynote speech at the College Democrats Convention in D.C. wearing a Mao Zedong costume. Mao Zedong is credited during the Chinese Communist Revolution with the murder of somewhere between, they think, 18 and 60 million people. Although, to be fair, he only personally had 3 million of them actively executed. He starved the rest to death in a bid to gain control over a restive region of China, who I guess just should have behaved. Why would you wear that military-style outfit? What are you doing? He's telegraphing because he can't say it. Look how strong we are. We're going to kill our enemies. Come on with us. You don't need to have debates anymore. No more arguments. Just death. That's what that costume says. And folks, we're not getting it. And the sad thing is, we're not nationalizing it. I mean, how many people not listening to this podcast know any of this? They've got vague ideas that these Democrats are kind of socialist-y, but that's about it. What's so insane is that Hung is leading in the Wisconsin primary right now. Looks like, again, she will be the Democrat nominee. She's only in polling 3 points behind the Republican, Representative Tom Tiffany. And I mean, folks, this woman is insane at a level we've never seen before. And I don't mean politically insane. I mean cuckoo. Hong admits she was diagnosed with bipolar disease, says she has had a mental breakdown, has been hospitalized, she said, for a week in a psychiatric hospitalization, did self-harm by cutting, and has experienced a lithium overdose. Again, as I've said before, this is the kind of candidate Republicans would have nailed to a wall and Democrats would have kind of quietly and politely pushed out of the race before or disavowed. She also, by the way, wants to cancel Thanksgiving. She says it gives her pain. Abolish prisons, the police, the Senate, and wrote that white people almost gave her an anxiety attack. In fact, she's written that multiple times. Seeing white people, particularly older white people, gives her anxiety. In a 2019 post from Culver's Restaurant, Hong wrote that she was on the verge of an anxiety attack because there were, quote, too many old white people who didn't think we spoke English. Folks, imagine the reaction if a Republican candidate wrote this about another racial group. But then imagine the reaction if any Republican candidate casually talked homicidally about killing a Democrat. I'd be wall-to-wall, absolute, unmitigated hysteria. And all the Republican leadership would have to condemn them. By the way, they should. But that's the standard we're still held to. We are not holding the Democrats to that standard. Folks, this woman's so insane. She's got a half-white son with her white husband. And she's even talked about the difficulty of dealing with his mixed race, i.e. the white part.
I did marry a... And proximity to whiteness continues, right? My son is biracial. He's half white and half Korean. And I think navigating, you know, what his identity is and how people perceive him is always at the back of my mind as well.
Your proximity to whiteness, which is apparently a negative thing, involves dealing with the racial background of your son?
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So to recap, folks, let's take it to the top. Here's the Democrat lineup going into the midterms. We've got Franciska Hung, a diagnosed bipolar Asian chick with a history of self-harm who's been institutionalized in a psychiatric ward, overdosed on lithium, wants to get rid of Thanksgiving, Trump, ICE, and to fight back violently against ICE. A guy, James Tallarico, who plays with a Dr. Fauci doll, loves, when asked what is his favorite thing, trans children, proclaims his, quote, love for trans kids, unquote, and met his girlfriend at a gay bar, says that he actually hates Christianity, even though he's known as the Christian in the race, and learned his appreciation for God from Islam. A guy who dresses up as a mechanic for fun and married his cousin and had two kids with her. Representative Scott Wiener, who's running for Nancy Pelosi's old seat, a guy who frequents events where participants get pissed on in a kiddie pool while wearing assless chaps. You know what those are, right? Yeah, I don't want to explain. Whose claim to fame is lowering the age of consent for men to have sex with boys as young as 12. He did that while he was in the California State Legislature, decriminalizing knowingly infecting others with AIDS, and supports allowing convicted pedophiles to run for school board. He actually filed a bill to do that. A Haitian chick who thinks the United States is an effing disgrace, wants to abolish borders, law enforcement, and prisons. That's Darlisa Chavrier. She'll probably be in Congress. And a Muslim guy, Adam Hamawi, who believes the United States deserved 9/11, is funded by the Muslim Brotherhood, whose wife and father-in-law have terrorist connections, and who himself worked for the Benevolent Foundation in Bosnia, now known to be a front, a money laundering front for Al-Qaeda, that was declared a terror organization by the U.S. Treasury Department and the U.N. He was also, by the way, a driver for the Blind Sheikh before the first bombing of the World Trade Center, which killed six. He testified, by the way, on the Blind Sheikh's behalf. He was born in Egypt, by the way, isn't even an American. Folks, I don't know how he's not on a terror watch list and being deported from this country. Instead, he's going to Congress. I mean, folks, again, nobody knows any of this because we don't really have a midterm strategy of any kind at this point. And it's not just me saying it. Mark Levin tweeted this weekend, "I speak to many Americans through radio and beyond, solid patriots, MAGA, and stop and go in Iran is frustrating the gel out of them and upsetting them. They want victory, despite what is said often on social media and by the woke Reich. It's not just about gas prices, which have been lower throughout the last 6 months than during the highs of the Biden regime. And they cannot tell me the top three issues the GOP is running on because congressional Republicans can't tell me. There's no coherent message." Folks, we need to nationalize these people now, not just to win the midterms and hold them off because, God forbid, they get a House of Congress. But folks, to stop the Democrat Party from falling into the hands of communist socialists and ultimately the Chinese. This is an existential battle as well. These clips I keep playing for you, Americans haven't heard them unless they're really tuned in on X. In fact, the only people that are fighting are accounts on X. That's the only reason Americans even know what's going on with the DSA. Again, because there is no organized campaign of any kind to nationalize this from the Republicans. It's just sloppy. We shouldn't just be trying to defeat them in the midterms. We should be trying to end them politically for a generation because we could with the material we have now. We just have to use it in an organized, systematized way with a message the way the Democrats do. They always repeat the same thing. That is, yes, choreographed, focus group, and handed out and handed down in a disciplined way. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen anytime soon because Donald Trump likes to do all the messaging himself, which doesn't always work because he takes days off at a time. He gets busy, plays golf, fights the Iran war, does negotiations, and doesn't message for days at a time, which means the party isn't messaging for days at a time. He's got to let loose the grip on this. We need a war room. We need somebody running it. We need surrogates. We need them on podcasts. We need them on every broadcast. We need them everywhere. We need them repeating the message. But it's just not happening. But, you know, hey, it's August now. Maybe by September?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.